The U.S.-Asia pivot is meant to bolster operations in the Asia-Pacific with forces redeployed from Iraq and Afghanistan, and Washington plans to use new diplomatic and commercial resources to help reinforce its standing as a Pacific power. Secretary of State John Kerry.
I want to confirm that the United States rebalance to the Asia-Pacific remains a top priority for the Obama administration. Every day, at the President's direction, we are directing more diplomatic, more economic, and more military resources to help advance the goals that we share with our partners throughout this region.
It's not always been clear what those shared goals are, because the goals of the pivot itself are unclear, says American Enterprise Institute analyst Michael Ostlund.
The administration never articulated what the pivot was for, what the rebalance was for. It's not that it was a bad idea, it was a good idea. But they never explained it. They never sold it. They never told us why it was important.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton first launched the Asia pivot, but Cato Institute analyst Doug Bandow says it's lost steam under Secretary Kerry.
The pivot, in many ways, I think, was Secretary Clinton's initiative. Focused on. And Secretary Kerry, of course, has spent a lot of time in the Middle East, a lot of time promoting negotiations with the Palestinian Israelis, now focused on Syria. So his emphasis never quite seemed to be as much on Asia.
Secretary Kerry says there's no let-up on the Asia pivot, and he's repeatedly sought to reassure Beijing it's not meant to check Chinese influence. But China says the U.S. is interfering in rival territorial claims in the East China Sea and the South China Sea, where Washington says Beijing is displaying an incremental pattern of assertiveness. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei.
It is extremely irresponsible for the United States to make groundless accusations against China without checking the facts.
Washington especially risks being drawn into the dispute over islands between China and Japan, where American University professor Lou Goodman says uncertainty about the Asia pivot could make things worse.
There are domestic politics operating in both China and Japan that, when this issue gets raised, causes responses that are strong.
Oslin says unmet expectations about a bigger presence in Asia could be worse than if Washington did nothing at all.
We may have bitterly disappointed those who really were hoping for not only an expanded U.S. role, but a more innovative U.S. role, a U.S. role that really looked at how you could build up a more liberal and democratic Asia, one that had rules and norms of order.
Kerry says the Asia pivot can best deliver through continued cooperation with regional alliances like ASEAN, something he says shows Washington's seriousness about the region through broad, across-the-board engagement. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.